Good morning. This is Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Pasea Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insight to the Daf series. Our shiur is going to be learned by the Nishmas, my father, Zichron Levracha, Rav Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, as well as Erez's father, Avram Shaul ben Shulam Chalma. May the Nishmas have an aliyah. The Daf is Maseches Yevamos Daf Hey, and the topic, for those who like puns, this is going to be great. For those who hate puns, I apologize in advance. Shatnez, good news for Rashi. Before we get into the whole topic of Shatnez, we need a little bit of an introduction as to what's been going on in our Gemara before we get to the main part of the shiur. Our Gemara has spent the last two daf with, I've been told, more to come, Bezus Hashem, looking for the makar of the concept, Ese Docha Lo Sase, where when one's faced with doing a positive command that comes into conflict with a negative command, we allow the positive command to take over and we allow it to do the mitzvah. The example that the Gemara has been focusing on is the negative commandment of Lo Silbas Sha'anez, you shall not wear Sha'anez, Tzemer Ufish Demiachta, which is a mixture of wool and linen together, followed by the Pasuk Gedilim Ta'aselach, you should make tzitzis, teaching us that the mitzvah saseh pushes off the Isra of wearing Sha'anez when your tzitzis contain Sha'anez. So this is the idea that the Gemara wants to use as the prototype for Ese Docha Lo Sase. Now the Gemara explains, back on Daf Dalet, that this concept is derived, used for the principle of smuchim, or juxtaposition verses. The Gemara goes on to say on Daf Dalet, while that not everyone subscribes to this concept universally throughout the Torah, all agree that in Sefer Devarim, the concept applies, provided that two conditions are met. Or one of two conditions are met. Sorry, either the psukim are muchach, it's obvious that this was written here for the purpose of a drasha. For example, both tzitzis and shatnez have other places in the Torah where they were written, tzitzis in Parshas Shlach, shatnez in Parshas Kedoshim. But the fact that they are included over here, that tells us that we need that it's here for the purpose of deriving smuchim. The other concept, the other requirement, is mufne. It's seemingly extra or open, enabling us to use the principle of smuchim. On Daf Dalet, we spent a bunch of time exploring how these psukim are in fact mufne. The Gemara was able to come to a positive conclusion according to a limud by Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that throughout the Torah, the word beged implies something made of tzemer u'pishtim. In other words, the default beged in the Torah is tzemer u'pishtim, which is why when the pasuk tells us lo silbas sha'anez tzemer u'pishtim yachdav, the words tzemer u'pishtim are superfluous because the pasuk already tells us in Parshas Kedoshim uveged kilayim sha'anez lo yaleh alecha. So already we see that beged is already used to describe this mitzvah. Beged, according to Rabbi Yishmael, implies tzemer u'pishtim. So the fact that the Torah goes on again to say tzemer u'pishtim, it teaches us it must be mufne, which makes it free to allow for the drasha of smuchim. Daf Hei continues the discussion according to those who don't subscribe to the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara ultimately concludes that this word yachdav is mufne, allowing us to use the smuchim to teach us esei docha lo sase. Here are the last few lines of the discussion that will bring us up to our topic. The Gemara in the top of Daf Hei and Beis says the following, V'akasi b'ba'ilei, and still it is necessary for the Pasuk to tell us, Tzemer u'pishtim yachdav, to teach us another halacha concerning shatnez. In other words, when one combines a wool garment with a linen garment, it's litokef shtei techifos chibur, it's only if he stitches the two of them with a needle, that's considered to be an attachment. But a single stitch is not an attachment. So if this is the case, we're going to be using that this halacha is learned out from the word yachdav, which teaches us that they are attached as one. So how could you tell me that those words are mufne? So the Gemara says, in Cain, if so, lichtov rachmanat semer upishtim yachdav, let the pasuk write, you should not wear wool and linen together. Shatnez lamali, why does the pasuk have to add the word shatnez? Shmamina lafnuye, so that we see that the word shatnez is free, and therefore we can use the free word to learn out the smuchim. So the Gemara says, "Vakatsi mebayalei," and still, it is necessary to tell us the pasuk shatnez. Why? As this is interpreted as an acronym which teaches us the following. So achiyehe, the halach of shatnez only applies when we have the following conditions: when it's shoa, it's smooth or combined or combed out, tavui, spun as thread, vinos, which I'm not going to translate on purpose. But without these characteristics, the connection is not considered be shatnez, and the beged would not be usser. So the Gemara says, rather, ela kula mishatnez nafka. Rather, the Gemara explains that the entire interpretation is derived from the word shatnez. Since the Torah uses the highly distinctive word shatnez, in addition to functioning as the above acronym, it serves as the source of hatochev shtei techifos chibur, leaving yachdav to be mufne. In other words, from the fact that the Torah tells us shatnez instead of tzemer u'pishtim, that is going to tell us that shatnez will be, number one, shoa tevi nose, and number two, it also requires two techifos. This is how the Rashba understands Rashi, and therefore, the conclusion of the Gemara is that the word yachdav is mufne, with this word yachdav being mufne, that allows us to apply the principle of smuchim. Getting back now to what we discussed before, the Gemara tells us that shatnez must be shoa combined, tevi spun, and nos. What does nos mean? So Rashi says it means arug, that both you take the wool and the linen, you comb them out, you spin them into strings, and then you have to weave them together. Unless the wool and linen are woven together as string and as thread, the material that we have is not considered to be shatnez. It's this understanding of what the requirement of shatnez is that leads to Tosos asking the following question. First, we'll discuss the question outside, and then we'll read it inside. You know, till now, we've been using and been based on the premise that there is a potential problem of having shatnez in your tzitzis. Comes Tosos and asks, he says, I don't understand. If you're going to tell me that the whole purpose or the whole requirement of shatnez is having your strings being nose or being woven together, if you look at the tzitzis that we have, the techelis and the lavan that we have, the blue and the white, one being tzemer, one being pishtim, they're not woven together. They're just simply tied in a gedil, in a tassel, hanging down off the thread. So if this is the case, how do you ever have a potential problem of shatnez and tzitzis? We've just spent the whole time trying to figure out where shatnez is mutter and so on, or how we allow us to have a beged of shatnez being allowed, or of how we ever allowed to have tzitzis containing shatnez in the strings. When we're dealing with what we have over here, the wool and the linen aren't woven together. So where do you have the shatnez? Let me read you the words of Tosos. So Tosos says, "Ein lefarish, one should not explain kamosha pirish rivan," which is also the same shita of Rashi, "and shoa tevi yachdav." I'm sorry, "shoa tevi yachad semer pishtim," because im kain kalayim betzitzes heichim ishgachasla. Where do we ever have it? Sharei tsarach sheyu beis chutin shel techeles and semer levado below pishtan. So it's impossible to have tzitzis this way. It's possible to have shatnez this way. And this is why Tosos brings down a different pshat from Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam says the following, "Denuz hainu shazur," that what is nuz? Nuz means it is twisted together. "Venuz nami kol echad levado," and nuz also means that each string is twisted by itself. "V'al shatnez shel tzemer levad, v'shel pishim levad," he's here at Kosu, and having a shatnez of wool separate and linen separate, meaning the wool is made into a string separately, the pishtim is made into a string separately, and then here's your akasuv, shalo yaseh lehem beged biyachad, Miyachdav Nafka. And that's what we have over here. This allows us to have a potential problem of tzitzis with of shatnas, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Because the requirements of Shoa, Tevi, and Nuz is a preparation of the individual strings. Once you meet these requirements, either you comb them, or you spin them, or you twist them together, so that you have what we call strings. So once you have these strings and combine them in any way, that's problematic. That's what it means when it says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, lo silbash shatnez, tzemer upishtim yachtav. Don't wear shatnez. Don't take strings of tzemer that have been shoa tevi and nuz. And don't take strings of pishtim that have been either shoa tevi or nuz. Putting them together, what's it called, and making them into strings, and then combining them yachtav, that will be a problem. And of course, there, we see that by tzitzis, there is problematic, because when it comes to tzitzis, just tying them together falls under the parameters of shatnez. According to Rashi, however, who says that the problem of shatnez occurs when the two minim are woven together, where does that fall in with tzitzis? So there are several answers to this question. One way to explain is that the fact that you are knotting them together falls under the same rubric of nuz, as nuz. As weaving slash arug is a way to tie the two minim together. So, just like one can tie the two together by weaving them, one could also do so by using a knot. This is an explanation offered by both the Meiri and the Ravid. There is, though, however, a more fundamental pshat approach offered by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, which was brought down in the Sefer Rishimo Shiurim on Yevamos, which is a compilation of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik's Shiurim on Yevamos, put together by Rav Herschel Reichman Shlita. And while Rav Soloveitchik is using this interpretation as a way to understand a contradiction in the Rambam, we can still use this interpretation to explain Rashi. And what is the interpretation? Based on the interpretation of Rav Chaim is based on the following way to look at the pasuk. The Torah tells us, "Lo silbash shatnez, don't wear shatnez, comma, tzemer upishtim yachtav, wool and linen together." Now the question is, why do we need to go ahead and give the definition right now? What's the purpose of this definition? If we already know that shatnez means right, tzemer right, lo silbash shatnez, tzemer upishtim yachtav. What do we need this there? So what happens is that Rav Chaim wants to explain that there are actually two different prohibitions that occur when a person wears shatnez. And I'll read you the words that are brought down from Rav Reichman Sefer. So, Yeshnei Dine Isser Shatnez Mendoraisa. According to the Torah, there are two ways that would violate this prohibition. Chada, number one, Lo Silba Shatnez. Do not wear shatnez. Hainu, which means Shoa Tevi the nuz, when it is combed, spun, and woven together. Okay, that's the first thing. V'oksiv tzemer upishtim yachtav. Then the pasuk tells us, wool and linen together. Hainu meaning, kol min chibur shel be'olam. That any type of combination together. Looking from this angle, we can see that we can understand the question of our Gemara keeping within our approach. And that is, yes, as far as the lo silba shatnez aspect, you still need to have shoa tevi and nuz, which tzitzis doesn't going to have. Yet as far as the isser of tzemer upishtim yachtav, that is violated even without shoa tevi and nuz, even if the strings are not woven together. And this is definitely applicable when it comes to tzitzis. As our Gemara tells us that we will need to have two techifos, or two stitches. And you can definitely have these two stitches combined by the knotting of the tzemer upishtim together. So based on this understanding of Rav Chaim, we can now again answer the question that was brought up on Rashi. Is because, again, there are two isurim when it comes to shatnez. There's one isur when the different materials are woven together. That would fall under the getter of lo silbas shatnez. And there's the other isser when you have both materials tied together, even if they're not woven together, that would be Samru Pishtim Yachtav, and that would be what falls under the rubric of the Isser when it comes to tzitzis. Now, the truth of the matter is, this is all very nice, but is there a practical difference between the two interpretations? Would there be a nafkamina? So, nafkamina will be the following. The Misifta brings down a question as to what is the status of the rest of the beged. In other words, let's say there is a 6-foot blanket that contains shatnas on one corner. What would be the status, for example, say somebody's got a very big NFL fan and they decided that they're going to put the logos of all 32 teams onto a blanket. And it turned out that the logo of the Patriots contained shatnas. Why I picked that team, that's for a different reason. So the question is, what would be the status of the rest of the blanket? Obviously, you're not going to cover yourself with the Patriots patch. But what would be the status of the rest of the blanket? So according to Reb Chaim, it depends as to whether the shatnez was tied or woven in. In other words, depends which Isser we are violating. If the shatnez was woven in and it became an example of Shoatevi Venos, it falls under the Isser of Lo Silbas Shatnez. And in that case, the Beged becomes a Chepta Shel Isser. It becomes completely usher to wear. The entire Beged becomes Shatnez. It's almost like what we say by Basar Bechalav, Chaticha Chasnas Nadeva, the same concept. And even the non-Shatnez side, even if you want to cover yourself with the Jets logo, that's going to be a problem. That the Jets logo is on the total opposite of the Patriots, I know that's being a little symbolic as well. However, if the strings were just tied in and the shatnez was not woven into the Patriots logo, then that beged does not become a chefza shel iser, and the rest of it may be used. So we see over here, we've gone through what the Gemara does to find how the psukim are mufne. We've spoken about a machlokas as to what is the requirement of shatnez as far as news is concerned. Is it mean that the individual strings have to be twisted also, according to Tosos? Or is it Kosar Rabbeinu Tam? Or do they have to be woven together according to Rashi? We brought down the question of the Gemara, sorry, the question of Tosos on Rashi, about how would our Gemara fit in if, in fact, the shatnez must be twisted together, must be woven together, the wool and linen with tzitzis. And we brought down the answer of first the Meiri, and then the Reb Chaim, who brought down two different halachos as to two different averos into shatnez, along with the Daf Kamina, about whether the whole beged becomes us or not. And of course, we're able to answer Rashi. And of course, for Rashi, that is good news. Excuse the pun. Have a wonderful day. Kol Tov.